Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray program beginning this hour of Money Power. How you doing? Everybody good? Bobby Williams in the house?
Doing great, Ray.
There you are. He's still got the rubber ball behind you, right?
Indeed, yep, yeah.
It supports his back, the little red rubber ball. There was a song about that long before you were born, but I won't bore you with that. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. If you want to get on board, we've got a great, a really, really great shoe planned for you today. 844-729-7469. But your calls will always take a precedence, although the emails get high up there in the list, too. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button, and we'll get a chance to cover your email. I got a bunch of them in, Bobby. What have we been doing? We've been lagging behind?
No. We're just very popular.
I know I missed a day last week because I was up in San Francisco. I did go to that Beach Blanket Bingo show. What
beach
was it called?
Beach Blanket Bingo.
Beach Blanket Babylon.
Yeah.
Show. What did I get the Beach Blanket Bingo? Is that Annette Funicello or something like that? Must have been. I don't know. Anyway, it was a really great show. It was really, really fun.
They didn't pull you up on stage and have you sing a little bit?
They tried to, but I told them I had to get union scale. And
there you go.
They didn't want to pay me.
Well, $15 minimum wage, I think, up there. So you would have, yeah, made some money.
It's all coming. Jerry Brown, $15 minimum wage. Here we go. You know, they actually did a study on that.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I hate to admit this, because I am anti the $15 minimum wage, because all you guys that are just starting out will get paid $15. You're never going to want to move on because you're going to get paid more than, you know, than most people that would normally start out in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a big deal that's not a, you know, a family wage. Well, it's not, because you're not supposed to keep flipping burgers for a living. You're supposed to work your way up to be a manager, so you can get paid more than $15. But that's a whole other argument. The study actually said that it did not affect employment as much as a lot of us would like to believe. So, you know, I tell you the truth just the way it is. Like, I don't know about the study's right or not. I'm just telling you what I read. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. And as far as California is concerned, I think it phases in until 2022 or something
like
that.
Yeah, a little bit away. But yeah, it's not artificially inflating, you know, the
well,
cost
of
like a cheeseburger or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, who thinks is going to pay for it? I'm going to have to pay more for that Big Mac, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay as much as I'm paying right now. In either event, I don't know how we got off on that. You brought it
my
up.
My bad.
It is your bad. You know, we talk so much on this program about diversification. Incidentally, we have Lynn Rowe coming in just a bit. She's a certified financial planner. She may have some comments on that. But I've got all kinds of stuff that I read this morning that I want to go over with her in just a minute. But I found this fascinating because we hear so much about diversification. And a lot of people gravitate toward the best performing mutual funds and all that stuff, the ones that beat the pants off the market. And many times what you will find is the best performing mutual funds are those that are most concentrated. In other words, if all you bought, Bobby, were 10 stocks,
mm-hmm,
and 40% of your money ended up in one of those stocks, if that one stock does pretty good, then your whole performance is usually pretty good. Well, an interesting article out of Trust Advisor this week. The best investors are making rookie mistakes by Roland McMillan. We can all learn from this because these are some very, very smart billionaire type investors who are overly concentrated in their portfolios. For example, here's what you learn. Here's what you learn. You go to Financial Planning School 101, right? Chapter 1, verse 1. Never wager excessively on one stock. And they put this in the reference to your own company stock or whatever, doesn't matter what the company is. You know, remember Enron was like the fifth or seventh, whatever, largest company in America. And they found out that they were, you know, they had unplugged the phones and they were pretending to do energy trading. Seriously. WorldCom, and the list goes on and on of the so-called fallen angels. Anyway, they tell you it's too risky, you're going to lose money if the stock goes down. And all that's true. All of it is true. Here is what Roland McMillan had to write. Unfortunately, for many of these Wall Street pros, Valeant stock plummeted. Valeant's a Canadian drug company and a very popular one amongst many of the billionaires. Valeant stock plummeted from $260 a share in early August to $31, a near 90% drop. The company just admitted improper conduct. You see, you buy a stock, you don't know if there's improper conduct going on. This is why you need to buy a lot of them. You need to have 40, 50 stocks in a fund or multiple index funds or a managed account with tons of diversification because you just don't know. Yeah, even big companies do hanky-panky, like Enron was doing hanky-panky. Imagine, get out of here, hanky-panky. Imagine being one of the analysts, the mutual fund analysts. Remember the old commercials where the XYZ mutual fund company said, and we send our people right to the companies to check out their trading at Enron. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, fine-looking men and women on the phones. Yes, $28 a share, 14, yes, certainly. Okay, order placed. And the phone wasn't even working. The phone wasn't even working. So hanky-panky does happen. So here's what they went on to say. On top of that, Valeant is under investigation by the U.S. Congress, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and a few state attorneys general. Holy mackerel. And billionaire investors are putting a bunch of money with this company? What do they know that somebody else doesn't know? I don't know. The stock's stunning fall is tarnishing the reputations of hedge fund kings Bill Ackman. See, Ackman is the guy that's, you know, he's a takeover dude. He's a really, really rich guy, manages billions of dollars. You see him all over the news. John Paulson of John Paulson and Company. Remember, he made a gajillion dollars, I think, on a gold trade a few years ago. And mutual fund manager Robert Goldfarb of the famous Sequoia Fund. Remember back when Morningstar was doing all these, you know, comparisons of funds? They would compare your portfolio or XYZ portfolio to the best performing mutual fund out there. Oh, that was Sequoia. It was Sequoia. Sequoia had a huge position in this one stock, causing their performance to suck. Ackman's Pershing Square is down 40% because it had a significant position in this one stock. And Ackman usually brags about being overly concentrated, 10 stocks. So, why do I bring this up? Well, you need to know what you own. Just because your mutual fund is a top performing fund, understand that what goes up sometimes can go down. And when companies have these huge spreads between their highs and their lows, if you catch it on the wrong swing, you catch it on the downswing, you could be burned and hurt for many, many, many years. And so you've got to make that call. you've got to make the call. Now, will Valiant stock come back and these funds do significantly better from here? I don't know. What do you do if you're the fund manager? You just lost 90% on 40% of your money. What do you do? Do you hang on? Do you hang on? I don't know. Maybe, because you only got 10% left. Maybe you do hang on. But here's the problem. Do your investors hang on? Remember what happened to Bill Miller. Remember, Bill Miller beat the Standard & Poor's 500 for 15 years in a row. It was darn near unheard of. His performance, spectacular. The problem is most of his investors got in toward the end of that great run because, you know, it didn't appear on the front cover of Time magazine or whatever magazine it was. Bill Miller, the great investment guru, beat Standard & Poor's 500 15 years in a row. A whole bunch of people saw that and said, oh, I want him. It's like in My Cousin Vinny, you know. Mm-hmm. I want that guy. And that guy decided to continue to do what he had been doing that made him so successful. And by doing so, it's exactly what made him one of the worst fund managers, which then after several years, 5-6 years, he's back up on top again. But that didn't help the people that got in late and watched him go from, you know, number one to number 99 or 599. So the moral of the story here is know what you own. Know exactly what you own. Understand how the manager got to the performance they earned, whether it was good or bad. Because you don't dump a bad manager because of bad performance unless you understand what made it bad. I gotta go. We'll be back with Lynn Rowe. Don't go away.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. Incorporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Biz Talk Radio.
Elton John wrote that song for my guest, Lynn Rowe. Especially for you, Lynn.
I don't think so.
Certified financial planner and the tiny dancer herself in studio. You almost didn't make it, didn't you?
That's not true.
You're running some traffic out there.
There's traffic out there.
Usually you're chalking the fields, pacing back and forth.
You have my favorite color tie on.
Pink?
Pink.
I should wear a black suit, then I could match your the interior of your house.
That's right, pink.
How do I know about the interior of your house? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I think I've been inside it once. I saw your cats.
Yeah.
You took me out in the backyard and showed me that wonderful garden that you have back there.
The roses.
Who'd you bury back there, by the way? All those roses are growing very, very well. I guess we'll leave it at that.
Happy Monday.
Back at you. Mm. All right, so I've been talking about this. I know you always have stuff prepared, and I was teasing the audience because I always tell you that I'm going to talk about stuff you want to talk about and then change it on you.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Like this.
Yeah.
I'm reading William Power early this morning, and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
The difficult, delicate untangling of our parents' financial lives. And they want to talk about this couple whose parents retired, went into retirement, and soon thereafter, both of them lost their cognitive abilities to manage finances.
Boy, I've seen this.
And
happen.
They talk about boxes of stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're like in the internet age, but the parents and people like
kept every shred of paper in their life.
I have storage units.
Yes.
Filled with stuff.
Well,
I've
we've
got. So,
about this.
Can you explain to me how you solve that problem?
Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago, Ray. You basically need to go through and look at things as if, what if I am not here? Is this important? I mean, when they look at that, piece of paper, is it going to be confusing or helpful? If you've got old, for example, people keep insurance policies that are not even in force anymore. And I've said to people, please shred them or bring them to me when you come in for your appointment. Because that's the kind of thing that puts people in these little, you know, circles of trying to find out what's available to help out and what isn't. And then they find out that the policy lapsed years ago or
whatever. I've been going through a lot of this stuff lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found $941 the other day that was due to me from the state of Indiana. So somehow or another, this goes back, I'm sure, 10, 15 years
at least.
Has
it been escheated to the state now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that word?
Escheated.
Escheated.
Yes. Appropriate word, don't you think?
Well, it was evidently some money that was due me from the state because, as you know, I did business in a lot of different states.
Yeah.
And somehow or another,
yeah,
they lost my address. They lost contact with me.
Which is another good point. People should go on the websites constantly. Just look and see if there's money out there that's due them.
Missingmoney.com or something like that, the state website.
Make sure you go to the state website and the federal website, not the ones, the wannabes, because they're just little intermediates that say, we'll look it up for you.
And we'll charge you 20 or 30%. I've had that. Yeah. Well, this was the state actually contacted me. They found me.
Yeah.
And they said, here's $941.
Do you want it?
It might take 90 days to get it. So I had to get some little form notarized and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, man alive, there must be a million of these little details out there that my kids would have to deal with if I lose my cognitive abilities, which
now
are so good.
Now is the time to clean house. Now is the time to clean house. Just make it a weekend.
Well, two storage units down. I got four more to go.
Start with paper. Paper's the worst.
All right, so moving right along.
Yes.
But your point, though, is with money, you solve all these problems.
Because, we look at everything.
Yeah, well, the problem is time.
Yeah,
it's time.
It is time.
I had to take, fortunately, Curtis gave me the name of one of the pastors that he knew. And last weekend, they came down and bought two trucks, and I gave away,
if you
believe this, folks, I gave away all of my vintage custom amplifiers from way back in the day, 40 years ago, when I used to perform doing these big concerts and all this stuff.
Do you love it? Do you use it? And would you buy it again?
Do I love it? Yes.
Do you
I love every bit of it.
Do
I use it? Haven't in 40 years.
Would you buy it again?
Not today, because technology has changed so much.
Thank you. Two out of three it lost. Get it
out.
See,
Lynn helps me with this stuff. She's the one that got me on this jag a couple months ago. And she pulled that stunt on me right here on this program. Okay, so I just pulled a stunt on you. Now,
yes, you did. Yes.
I want to talk about long-term disability.
You know, I sent you an email about this, Ray. It is becoming a huge concern. And we used to say in the business that the most important asset that you owned is not your home. It is not your retirement account.
It's your ability to work.
Your ability to earn
a living.
Earn an income. That's exactly right. And with people working longer, with people down to one wage earner in the family because of layoffs, particularly in California, we have a lot of California listeners, and that's a big issue with many Californians. One predominant income in the family.
Or maybe the surviving spouse is taking care of mom or dad.
Oh, and there's that too. And so if that one wage earner is disabled, do they have any kind of disability? Yes. No. Yes. Is it adequate? Because what we're finding is in many instances, it's not going to be adequate to pay the bills. And so what we're doing, Ray, is we're topping it off. You can top it off. In other words, if your employer, for example, is covering you maybe at a 60% level, depending on your income and depending on your occupation, we can top that off with another 10, 15%.
Here's what I learned, because as you know, now that I'm beyond the age of 65, I no longer have my long-term disability because it expired at age 65. So I better not get disabled, I guess is the point there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found is so many of the group plans said, I'll cover 66 2/3% of your pay up to $3,000 a month.
Exactly.
So if you made $8,000 a month.
Yeah, they do cap it. And so we can top it off depending on your income.
So when you say top it off, what is that a, I forget
additional
the terminology.
Additional income.
Is it underwritten at the time of claim?
No.
Just.
We've got three cases right now of people who called in, listeners who called in and said, you know, I'm concerned about, I'm working, or my husband is working, or my wife is working. We're concerned about what happens if he or she becomes disabled. And so we've looked at their income, we've looked at their occupation, we've looked at what group disability they have, and we've said we can get you an additional sum of money if you become disabled on top of your group disability.
Is it a daily benefit, like an indemnification thing?
Or? It's generally a monthly income.
So just like a
regular old disability policy. And for our audience who doesn't know what a regular old disability policy is, it's basically a disability policy that if you were self-employed, you'd go out and buy disability insurance, hopefully. And if you aren't...
So many self-employed don't, though.
I was just
about
to
say,
if you're self-employed and you don't have disability, you should be calling me. And there's a catch-22 with that. If your accountant's doing a great job and you're doing a great job and you're showing, you know, little income on that tax return, then it's tough to cover that person.
Well, you're not advocating that their accountant is cheating, are you?
No, they're just showing all of the correct
deductions. Yeah. All right, stick around, folks. This is a very, very interesting point. I have some examples.
Oh, good.
Real-life examples of what happened to me.
Let's help people understand how important this
as
is.
As an advisor back in the day.
Yeah.
with respect to this disability cover. I'm glad you brought this up. We haven't talked about this in a long time.
No, we haven't.
Long-term, short-term disability. Lynn Rowe. Short. I won't talk about short with Lynn Rowe.
Whoa.
The tiny, I won't even say that. The dancer, Lynn Rowe. Good friend of Elton John's, too. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you have a question for Lynn, a question for me, email me, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get to those momentarily. Back in a flash here on the Ray Lucia program.
Of course I can dance. Of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance. I'm sure.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, back when I was a financial advisor, and this goes way, way, way back, when I was doing financial planning as a young man in the business, I had the opportunity to talk to many of my small business owner clients about managing risk of owning a small business. One of those risks was protection against some kind of a disability. Joining me back on the program, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, whom, by the way, you can get a hold of right now by going to her website, iwantmyltc.net. And everyone needs to talk to Lynn because she is a very, very smart dudette when it comes to this stuff. 877-270-3127. Again, iwantmyltc.net. I'll never forget this, Lynn. I met with this fellow who was in the construction business, painting business, I think.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about buying a disability insurance policy.
Right.
He had a new baby. I forget how old he was, probably mid-30s, something
all
like that.
All the reasons to listen to that
advice. I was
in
my 20s.
Yeah.
And I got real close to getting him to buy, but he put me off. He said, oh, let me think about it or whatever. And I was just a young broker at the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have him feel that I was pushy or anything like that,
right.
God forbid. And so I said, fine, I'll call you back in a couple of weeks. When I called him back, his wife said he's still in the hospital.
Oh, geez.
I said, what happened? He was cleaning one of these painter things. There's, you know, the compression paint things. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And the way he cleaned it is he put like turpentine or something in the little can and then put his finger up against it. And it the pressure squirted the turpentine into his finger.
Oh, dear
It
God.
Got into his blood system and his bloodstream. He almost died. And he was laid up for 6 months or a year. Couldn't work. Had this enormous scar down his arm. I don't know if he lost the finger, but he lost the use of his finger for a good amount of time.
And see, that's what happens. And then people lose every ounce of savings that they have.
Exactly.
And many people, I mean, here's a statistic that just boggles the mind. The predominant number of foreclosures on homes come from disability.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, I'll tell you one thing it did. It taught me a very, very important lesson.
Yeah.
And that is you can be professional, but you still must pose to your potential client what their risks are of not doing it.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? And for some reason, I stopped doing this and I shouldn't have. But I started having my clients who would turn down buying such products.
Something saying you
offered
it. Sign
something that got me off the hook.
Yes.
Because today, with all this Department of Labor fiduciary responsibility stuff, do you not have a fiduciary responsibility to explain that you could lose your health, lose your life? You know,
what is CFP class 2, I think it is? Risk management.
Well, it's been 30 some odd years since I took
mean,
that.
I mean, risk management. It's the underpinning of all of financial planning is managing the risks first. If you haven't managed those, it doesn't matter what you're saving. It doesn't matter how good your investments are doing. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so here's the question.
Yes.
How good are you at convincing all of these people that are watching and listening to contact you so that you can help them manage risk, because you know that they're going to procrastinate it because it's human nature.
Yeah. The worst words of my life are, I want to think about it. Stop thinking about it. You know that this is important enough. You've taken the time already, let's say, to listen to this segment or to call or to go to my website, iwantmyltc.net. And if that's the case, then there's a reason that you're concerned, and take that concern to the next level and don't just stop with a good intention. Move on to the good decision. And the good decision is to, first of all, find out what you have, do the fire drill and find out if it's enough. If it's not enough, and that's what we do, we find out, is it enough? If it's not enough, then we do the pre-qualifying, the same as we do with long-term care insurance. We find out about your health, we find out about your income, we send that to the underwriters, we get responses back from the underwriters, and it's anonymous, they don't know. But they come back and say that nice gentleman or that nice lady in California or Texas or Georgia or wherever is in good health, and yes, we can get them another 10% income or whatever it is if they're disabled. And oh my gosh, once you've done the shopping, I mean, that's half the battle, and I do all the legwork. So by the time you sit down with me, we look at, you know, the options together, and we figure out what's best for you.
You know, all you got to do is turn on your television set and watch the news. Brussels, there's 130, several Americans, four or five Americans dead.
Oh, it's so true.
Standing in line to come home. They're dead.
Yeah.
What about their families? But what about the 130 others or
That's
more
right.
that
the
are disabled?
Disabled.
And,
yes.
And then the Amtrak just...
disabled. How many?
This is happening on a daily basis.
Yeah.
The risks are there.
Right.
I think because of the 24-hour news cycle, it's becoming more prevalent in terms of our society understanding that the risks are there, but they've always been there.
And it can be, it doesn't have to be some tragic event. It can certainly be, you know, I mean, it's tragic, but there's no, you know, accident or anything like that. But it could just be an illness, for Pete's sake. I mean, let's face it. Those are the kinds of things younger people are suffering from, things like heart attack. We talked about this before, heart attack, cancer, things that take them out of the job force for a period of time and create hardship on that family.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. And here's the great part about it. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is going to cost me a lot of money. It isn't. And when you do the Ben Franklin, you know, weighing it all out, cost versus benefit, the cost is minuscule compared to the benefit. And there are ways she can design these plans where it's basically a no-risk kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You put X amount of dollars away in an emergency fund, and that emergency fund covers you in an emergency. But it also covers you in the event of a long-term care. It also covers you in the event of death. It also covers you in the event you want to, you know, take some money out and go invest it in something that might produce a better rate of return. You can do that. What's the risk in doing that? All you're doing is moving money from one pocket to the next pocket.
Yeah.
So this is why you need to talk to a financial advisor. I'll tell you one thing that's really irritating me.
Yes.
The downplaying by Elizabeth Warren and many others in Congress and around the country of the value of real financial planning. Because I got news for you. If someone like Lynn doesn't badger you over this stuff and get you to act, you're probably not going to do it. You're probably not going to do it. I wouldn't go on a diet unless somebody badgers me to not eat as much as I eat, because I love food. Like tonight, it's sausage and peppers. I'm making it for my dad.
Okay.
And I'm like
just
fantasizing
about it. There's nothing wrong with the sausage and the peppers. It's the pasta that goes with it that, you know.
It's the big hunk of Italian bread.
Yeah,
that's
well, that
the problem.
Too.
That is
too.
The problem. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, this is why personal, why does a personal trainer have a job? Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think that, yeah, I need to, you know, spend money on somebody to tell me, do another push-up, you moron. You're a fat pig. I already know that. I already know it. But I need to have that someone to coax me in to doing what I know is right and best for me. That's what you do.
Well, and I used to say to my clients when I call them for their annual reviews, it's your second favorite nag. They loved it. It's true, because I do. And it's not, you know, it's not that people don't understand the importance. It's not that they don't get it. It's just that, you know, it's one more thing, and they put it on the back burner because it's not right in front of their face.
It's human nature. We don't
want to get it in front of their face.
It's not as much fun as going out and buying a brand new fancy car.
Oh, I get that. I get that.
Going to
Amazon and doing shopping and, you know.
You got a payment of $236 bucks a month, but you're driving that, you know, Prius or whatever.
Yeah.
God forbid. Don't ever get in front of me if you're driving a Prius, because those things go about 3 miles an hour.
Okay.
You drive a Prius? You don't drive
a
Prius. No, you got some beast like I do.
Yeah. I want lots of space around me if I get in an accident.
You're an American-made kind of gal, aren't you?
I do not want to be in a little tiny car.
Folks, really, seriously, we sometimes joke, we sometimes tease, but this is one of the most serious phone calls you'll ever make.
Yeah.
877-270-3127. 877-270-3127. Write that down, or just simply go to Lynn's website, iwantmyltc.net. Ask her about all of the various options that she can customize specifically to your situation. Just think of her as your personal trainer in financial planning. Or a tiny dancer dancing on your head until you make the right decision. How's that?
Visual images. They're the best, aren't they?
Lynn, you are the best. Thank you so much. This is such an important area of financial planning.
It is.
And it's one of the most neglected by advisors.
Yes.
And unfortunately by the consuming public. So I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
How about you co-host a whole hour with me one day?
I would love to do that.
Okay,
that would be so much fun.
Yeah, you're a lot of fun to have on the air.
Yes.
I like teasing you more than I like teasing Bobby. 844 Ray Show. We'll be back with some emails right after this. And if a fella looks at you,
it's for sure your little eye will be a wink. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, 844-RAY Show is the number. We'll get the emails momentarily. What did you say? Joey Bag of Donuts on the air?
Indeed. Yeah, we got it.
No, funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown.
We do have a phone call.
And we have Joe on Springfield, Mo. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, Ray, this is Joe Butchigaloop from Branson, Missouri.
I knew it was you.
Why? Well, my reason for calling was a subterfuge so that I could try and surprise you. Rosalie and I won't be singing happy birthday to you this year, even though it's finally legal because it hasn't been your birthday for 12 hours. Still,
oh,
we wanted
that's
to
right.
welcome you to
Thank
Social
you so
Security
much.
And say we really miss your old show. And I'm still standing on the side of the road leading into Branson, Missouri, waiting for the Ray Lucia Traveling Investment and Secret Elixir of Life show. And that's me waving that sign saying, hey, Ray, quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Hey, Joe, thank you very, very much. I did celebrate a birthday over the weekend. But, Joe, we're not going to tell anybody how old we are we?
I didn't say a word, but anyone who has any brains can figure it out.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you so much for the call, my friend.
Happy unbirthday, Ray.
All right, take care, brother. That's Joey Bag of Donuts out in Springfield, Mo.
Oh, he duped me. He told me he was talking Social Security.
He
surprised
me. He told you that.
I know. He surprised me.
He knew how to get through, you know?
I said, I got a hot one for you here, Ray. We're going to talk Social Security.
He's been a listener for many, many years. And, of course, I had an old show with my old Brain Trust guys. And when I retired from the biz, they continued doing the old show, and I'm doing the new show, and that's how you got a job.
There you go. Well, happy birthday, too, Ray. You slipped one past me there, too. The big 4-0, finally.
Yeah, 40 years old today, yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, really, really good. I've been married 43 years, so that means, let's see, I got married when I was -3.
That's a tough one.
It was a great birthday, too. Did a little barbecue. Went to Trey Ray's basketball game last night. Saw him play baseball over the weekend. He had his first triple. It was pretty good down the right field line. Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty darn good. Anyway, nothing better than spending time with your grandkids on your birthday.
Absolutely. Great time.
I told them not to get me any presents, but guess what I got? I got $100 in gift certificates to Roy's,
nice.
One of my favorite, you know, Hawaiian infusion restaurants, and two tickets to the Fab Four at Humphrey's.
Hey-o.
Have you seen the Fab Four?
I had
a Beatle group.
Yeah, when they were here a couple years ago, we had them on the radio. I didn't get to go to the show.
They are phenomenal.
They were great.
Nothing short of phenomenal. I could sit in with them and do the Lennon parts. It's about it. But they're if you close your eyes, you would think you're sitting in a Beatles concert. I've seen them 5 times, and my son Ray and Devin got me, Jeannie and I, tickets at Humphreys. I told him I could have pulled the boat up. You know, have you ever been to Humphreys?
Yeah, great place.
Oh, it's a fantastic venue. And if you have a boat, you can just sort of sit out there and get a free concert.
Well, you just have Ray and the Lunatics and the Cafe Lunatics open for them.
That's all we do is Beatles songs.
Exactly.
They would show us up. They're that good. We're pretty good
at doing
Beatles.
Beatles and Eagles.
But not as good as them. They are like the real deal. Mm-hmm. Real deal. Although when I perform with my buddy Martin Coughlin, he's got the McCartney stuff down. So if I can do the Lennon stuff and he can do the McCartney stuff, together we can do Ticket to Ride, and it'd be just really cool.
You need the Beatles haircuts too, though. You guys got
I used to have one. When I was your age, maybe a little younger, I had the Beatles haircut.
Nice.
And I had a little Nehru jacket.
Ooh.
And a medallion.
I love it.
Let's do some emails here. Pat Gresham, Oregon. I just turned 63. My wife, 60. Both retired with total pensions, bringing home $8,000 a month. We owe $28,000 on our home with a final payment in May of 2018. Also, $188,000 in a vacation rental property with 12 years to pay. We have about $35,000 in Roth IRA and $300,000 in a 403B annuity. Under my current circumstances, what is my best strategy for claiming Social Security? Well, I suspect, I don't know about longevity in your family history, but I suspect if both of you worked, then your best strategy, what are you, age 63? Oh, you can't do the file and suspend. You missed the cutoff. But since you have an annuity, your best strategy may be to go ahead and postpone until age 70, turn the income from the annuity on a little bit early, because the best annuity you can buy is for longevity insurance is certainly taking your Social Security later. But since we don't know about life expectancy, I can't give you any more of a specific answer, except that if you expect to live into your 90s, the longer you wait in postponing Social Security, the better you are. Now, you've already got a pension of $8,000 a month. That could be the game changer either way. It could be, I got plenty of income anyway, so maybe I could take advantage of my Social Security at full retirement, age 66, and use that money to further the charity work that I do, help my kids out, because maybe the kids could use the money more than you. So there's a lot of different dynamics, Bobby, that goes into that Social Security decision.
It looks like they don't have much left on their residence there. Should they just try writing a check and knock out that last $28,000?
Well, yes and no. They've got $35,000 in Roth IRA. It doesn't say that they have the post-tax cash other than in the Roth.
Mm-hmm.
And since at this point they're not paying much in the way of interest on $28,000, it's kind of like six one half dozen the other. I wouldn't take the money out of the Roth to pay off the house.
Got it.
Because the Roth would be a great asset to leave to Bobby Wu.
I like
it. Or their kid, who's also named Bobby, from what I understand. Hans, Redwood City, California. Hi, Ray. We're in the process of creating a revocable living family trust, and we have some questions about dividing our residence in two duplexes, which are held in joint tenancy. Would it be better to divide the duplexes between us or leave them as they are because of the tax basis? Also, I'm concerned that if the revocable trust can be revoked by the surviving spouse. Well, okay, couple of things here. Number one, you live in California. It's a community property state, so it's not going to matter what you do in terms of giving, you know, one duplex to her and the other duplex to you, et cetera, et cetera. That's probably an exercise in futility. You have a revocable living trust, but with a revocable living trust, your half of the assets typically become irrevocable at death, where your surviving spouse couldn't change it, unless, of course, you name the surviving spouse as the trustee. And then who's going to police what the trustee does? So it's not necessarily that the surviving spouse can change it, because it will become irrevocable. While it's revocable, you're still alive. So you're going to have some say-so in whether or not you revoke that trust. But once you die, your half of the community property, typically on an AB trust or a family trust, your half would go into potentially could go into an irrevocable trust, where the surviving spouse shouldn't and maybe couldn't, depending on your name as the trustee, touch that money. Gotta go. Take care, folks. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.